is Ranger Kidwell Ross, editor of WorldSweeper.com. I have on the phone with me Robert Pittman. And Robert is the owner of EnviroSweep Services. They're located in Franklin, Indiana, which is a suburb of Indianapolis, in the greater Indianapolis area. And you are the WorldSweeper.com Contractor of the Month for August 2010, so congratulations, Robert.
Thanks.
I know from your website that you actually started out as a commercial lawn care company that you called Pittman Mowing Service, and that it wasn't until 2001 that due to customer requests you got into the business with an ATACH sweeper, and looks like you've come a long ways in 9 years. 300 customers, 22 sweepers and support vehicles, and 23 employees, so congratulations on that.
Thanks.
What would you say is the talk about your company and why you got into sweeping especially, or mowing is works fine too, but talk about your business progression, if you would, and let people know a little bit more about EnviroSweep Services.
We started in 81, like I said, in the lawn care industry, and we had all commercial accounts, and a lot of those started wanting us to do some sweeping and cleaning the parking lots. So we started, you know, with a small ATAT sweeper, and we bought out a couple different companies after that, which gained us, you know, some things over the years. We mostly try to concentrate on, you know, quality instead of price. We're probably one of the more expensive companies in Columbus, or in Indianapolis and Columbus. So we, you know, we just concentrate on quality and doing people a good job and giving them service. I think that's really paid off for us over the years.
I know that at the shows, when there's a question about, you know, low pricing, really it turns out that everybody that's at the show that's become successful typically are quality contractors rather than paper chasers. So that clearly makes a difference. And you run GPS on your units?
Yeah, we do on some of them, yeah.
Mm-hmm. How do you decide where to put your GPS and where not to?
We don't use it as much as we used to. If we have a driver we think we might be having problems with, or a customer who would like to go back and see, you know, what we've done, and we usually use that on those. The GPS we have, or we've had them for a while, so we don't have them in every truck.
Mm-hmm. And have you found anything, any interesting stories come out of having your GPS?
No, not really. No,
okay.
No, everything worked out pretty good.
So your drivers were doing what they were supposed to be doing. But
what they were supposed to be doing, yeah.
You know, a lot of contractors don't recognize and teach to their employees that GPS are really if everybody's doing their job, it's kind of like having a little insurance policy, because you can prove that you're out there doing your job.
Yeah, exactly. You can prove where you were,
mm-hmm,
when you were there, yeah.
What part of your customers would you say you do a variety of services for rather than just sweeping?
Mostly the small shopping centers, individually owned shopping centers and stuff, we do more for. Seems like the larger ones are all going to third-party companies now for, you know, like the snow removal and everything.
Mm-hmm.
We actually probably do less for, you know, than we used to do on the mowing and the snow removal, more into sweeping now than we used to be, I'd say. For the biggest percentage of them, we just sweep.
And you sweep all different types of, talk about your equipment a little bit. What do you run?
We have all sports sweepers. We have some 333s and 348s. We just bought some of those last year. And we have three M6000s that we use for construction sweep and sweeping millings and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They've all worked out really well for us. Really good luck with our sweepers.
Sure. So you can sell to all different types of marketplace. That's so critical that you're, when you become a large enough company to use the, like the 333s that are so cost-effective to run on parking areas, and then the 348 you can run on parking areas, and of course do like construction cleanup and that kind of thing, and
yeah,
until you need that beefy M6000 broom power.
Yeah, we do a lot of millings and stuff with those, and a lot,
mm-hmm,
of big construction jobs. Yeah, so that makes it nice to be able to kind of cover everything.
Right. So no matter what the phone rings for, you're able to be there for them.
Yeah, hopefully, yeah.
What other kinds of attributes would you say have made you grab the kind of success you have in just 9 years? How do you market yourself?
I think by trying to set herself above the rest of the companies as far as quality of the work we do. You know, there's a lot of times we probably spend too much time on a property when we shouldn't, just to make sure it's, you know, it's done right before we leave. You know, we're working on getting certified through NAFSA right now, certification.
Mm-hmm.
And just to be a good company that does a good job and doesn't take advantage of the customer and gives them their money's worth. I think by being in service business for 29 years, I think that helped a lot because we kind of know what people expect, and also try to give them, you know, the best deal for their money. Which is what a lot of people are out for now, especially with the economy the way it is. You know, they want to make sure they're getting their money's worth when they do get sweeping. We don't just run through the parking lot, you know, in a few minutes and get done like some companies do. We spend a certain amount of time there at a minimum amount of time there, which helps to ensure that they're done right, I think.
Well, I think recognizing that in a down economy, it's even more critical. Although people have reduced budgets, it's even more critical that everything stays clean because you can't afford to lose customers.
Yeah, I think so too, yeah. And there's a lot of companies cutting back on their sweeping, and I think they're going to find out that, you know, in the long run, if they don't keep the parking lot clean, customers are going to go somewhere that's cleaner, I think. You know, they spend millions of dollars on a nice building and stuff, and they've got to spend the money also to maintain the parking lot and the lawn and everything to keep it clean too, so... I think that's what people look for when they go shopping somewhere, a nice, clean environment to shop in, somewhere that looks good, attracts customers, too. Which in turn helps our customers keep tenants in their buildings, you know, if they keep the parking lot clean. I just wish more of them understood that.
I know what you're saying, the connection between keeping the interior in good maintenance. Exactly. A lot of that rides to the parking area, too, in terms of the floors, because that stuff gets tracked in.
It does, and the curb appeal when someone drives by, what the property looks like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it has a lot to do with where people go shopping.
Well, you can tell when a Lick and a Promise Contractors has an account. That's for sure. One of the contractors that I work with remarked that they go out and look at, they have a guy that just goes out and looks at properties and looks to see what the ones that are unkempt and so forth. But one of the interesting parts of that was that they said they don't tell that person what properties they sweep to see if he'll ever come back with one of their properties as one that needs swept, and so far he hasn't.
Yeah, most of the properties that we get is because the other contractor's not doing a good job.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times the other contractors are our best salespeople.
that
don't do a good job, they end up calling us. And,
uh-huh.
You know, typically we're not cheaper, but they know that we're going to do a good job. I think that's why we've been growing like we have.
How do you get your employees these days? Anything special about that or your training process? Anything there to talk about?
We get them locally through the newspaper ads, and then we try to train them. Go through several hours of training in the truck with a supervisor to learn what needs to be done at the jobs. And then we kind of watch them for 2 or 3 weeks, make sure everything's working out for them, and make sure they know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. And do you run one person in the sweeper or two?
Just one.
Okay, so he's parking the sweeper and doing all the blowing and so forth that needs to be done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, emptying trash cans and picking up the lawn or whatever he needs to do.
If you would say the standard services you typically provide, does that include usually trash can change out?
Some of the properties do. It seems like more so anymore because people don't have the extra help or the day porters or whatever on staff to do that. So. You know, typically we pull into a parking lot and we do all the blowing out of the sidewalk and the corners and stuff and empty trash cans if they request that. And we even pick up the litter out of the lawns at some of them.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is, like I said, a lot less people have day porters or someone to do that during the day. So I think that's going to be a growing business right there, doing more of the day porter stuff at night
mm-hmm.
and during the day. a lot of people can't afford to keep staff anymore. So,
right.
And the business that'll grow.
And recognizing how the economy is changing, I think, is a key element to keeping your customers as well. Because of that lower staff element out there, I think to recognize that and to sell to that as being one of your strengths, because you can bring somebody in that's not on the payroll but that can cruise by during the day, and where they might have had a full day porter staff, maybe you're providing it now, but maybe only every other day or whatever it is that the arrangement can be made for.
Yeah, I think it's a lot less expensive for them if they just need someone for an hour or two, you know, once or twice a week, than to keep someone on staff to do that. So,
mm-hmm.
Seems like that's working out pretty good for us.
Are there any other things you can think of that come to mind that you found to be helpful in your business?
No, not just really. You just got to give people their money's worth. You know, when they hire you to do something, make sure you do what you've told them you can do. If you can't do it, also tell them that. If it's something that you're not able to do, be honest with them. I think it's always helped. A lot of times in the beginning, you know, if they want something done that we aren't able to do, we let them know that ahead of time. So I think that's helped us, just being up front and being honest with the customer. And I think that's helped a lot.
Do you try to arrange outside services when they need something that you don't provide? Or do you keep a list of that sort of thing, or have arrangements?
We do some pothole repair and some striping and seal coating and stuff. We have subcontractors that we can contract some of that to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and try to help them find someone and make them aware when they have a problem, you know, with potholes or something. I think that helps a lot.
Well, I know when you get on that right at the beginning, it makes such a difference in the overall price.
Yeah.
Do you have a check sheet, or how do drivers keep track of that kind of stuff?
No, they just usually write it on the route sheet, and then we'll go out and look at the property, and then let the owner, the manager, the company of the store, let them know if they have a problem. We don't really have a check sheet or anything. We probably
mm-hmm.
should, but we don't have.
Well, that's something you can work on after you get your NAPSA certification.
Yeah.
That keep you busy. That's a problem, huh? Well, your website is real nicely done and is a good selling tool for you. So that's a 24/7, 365 sales tool that you're employing.
Yeah.
Certainly. Do you have an outside salesperson who sells for you?
Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of sales force. Yeah, that helps a lot, I think.
Mm-hmm. How did you train him to know what to even look for?
Actually, the one that we have now, he's only been here about 3 weeks, so he's still learning.
Ah.
But he's kind of in the training process right now. He goes out and visits with the customers and calls them, and those visits the properties, and if we have problems or something on the property, then he can make the customer aware of that, too. So I think that helps a lot.
No question. Well, that's a good overview. Is there anything else you'd like to add in here?
No, not really. I think just, you know, having good sweepers and good employees and also good customers.
Well, in terms of the good sweepers, by the way, we didn't talk about how you keep care of them. Do you have an in-house mechanic team? Or?
Yeah, we have 3 full-time mechanics.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I call them mechanics. There are times they're out sweeping also, but... Yeah, we maintain the equipment every day, go through it, and do all the maintenance and stuff and fuel everything every day they do. And so we have a shop here in Franklin, so they keep pretty busy. Takes a lot of maintenance on some of those sweepers.
Well, that certainly does. And one of the things that's a critical juncture, I think, is when a contractor gets to be large enough, they can afford to have their own mechanics staff, because you'll get onto things quicker. You can prioritize in your own shop where you can't really if you're taking it out to someone. And maybe most importantly is that your in-house mechanics are working on sweepers, and I know they're attached to a chassis, but the fact is that keeping in mind the whole unit is and the function that it has in your mechanicking makes a huge difference.
Yeah, there's a lot of adjustments and stuff to do on those all the time, so
mm-hmm.
keeping up with that is a big part of the maintenance. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all our equipment's pretty new, so most of the chassis are still under warranty. But just keeping up with the sweeper maintenance is a big job.
Right. Just the job that they are out there to do makes it, that's what they do, is they break down and wear out and that sort of thing.
A lot of hours, a lot of miles on them every day.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you very much. And again, congratulations on being our Contractor of the Month for August 2010. We've been speaking with Robert Pittman, who's the owner-operator of EnviroSweep Services, and they're located in Franklin, Indiana, which is the greater Indianapolis area. Again, congratulations and thanks for your time, Robert.
Okay, thank you.